The GOP income tax plans would cut taxes on the average payer by about $75 in the first year of the budget and $136 in the second. That's less than the $216 per person tax cut Governor Evers wanted. But Evers would have raised taxes on manufacturers and capital gains for the wealthiest residents to offset his tax cuts. Republican Senator Alberta Darling says the GOP budget showed that wasn't necessary.
We're demonstrating to our Democratic fellows, especially Governor Evers, that we don't have to raise taxes in order to fund our priorities.
The budget now heads to the full legislature, where the Assembly plans to vote on it June 25th. Governor Evers has not ruled out vetoing the entire proposal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.